That means our phone lines are open for you. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, love to have you join us this morning. Phone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Any questions you have about retirement and retirement planning, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz are here for you this morning. Of course, you can learn more about Kloss Financial. They've got a great website. It's klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. And again, the number to get on the air this morning, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. As mentioned, joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. CJ, how you doing this week?
I'm doing great. It's been beautiful so far this week.
It has been a perfect week. And Eric, I hope you're getting a chance to get out and enjoy the stuff. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing great. Yes, enjoying the beautiful weather.
It is great, although we've got a chance for some storms later today. We'll be keeping an eye on those type of things. And speaking of keeping an eye on things, of course, we all kind of keep our eye on retirement and looking forward to that date and like we're ready to go. There's a lot that goes into it. And as noted, it's more than just flipping a switch and saying I'm retired. We're going to get the details from CJ and Eric on all of that in just a moment. A couple of cool things about the program. Of course, the biggest thing is opportunity to call in if you've got a question. Love to have you join us, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Another cool feature of the program is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It's your chance to win a fantastic prize from our friends at Kloss Financial. This week, chance for you to win a $25 gift card to Chewy. Pay close attention. Oftentimes, the question and answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during each week's program, so it's really good information and a little extra benefit with that information. If you can retain a little question or answer there, you get a leg up on everybody else when it comes to the Kloss Quiz Question Week. Before we start talking about getting into retirement, let's actually look back at last week's show and get the Kloss Quiz Question Week and answer there as well, Eric.
Yeah, so our winner last week was Joel, and Joel knew the correct answer to our question, which was true or false. If you were born between January 1st, 1951, and December 31st, 1959, your required minimum distributions will start at age 73, and Joel knew the correct answer, which was true.
Fantastic. Great work, Joel. You too can be like Joel. Chance to win a little bit later on in the program with the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Mention the website, klossfinancial.com. Haven't mentioned yet. It's a great place to listen back to this and previous shows. The podcasts get posted right after each week's program. Also, chance to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. So today we're going to be talking more about more than just flipping the switch and saying, I'm retired. It's really about being truly ready, and there's a lot that goes into it. Your mind, your body, your wallet. We're going to discuss actually the health of your wealth also for your own self, aren't we, CJ?
We are, yeah. So, you know, often people come to financial planners or retirement planners like us because they're looking for the quantitative advice as it relates to their retirement. So when I say quantitative, think the math side of things. Hey, do I have enough money to live off of for the rest of my life? When should I draw Social Security? How does Medicare work? These are all quantitative questions. But when you do what we do for a living, not that we are like formally trained in psychology or anything, but you end up recognizing there's more to retirement than just the quantitative. Now, we can't be all things to all people, but there is a lot to consider here. So we're going to talk about both of these elements, both the quantitative and qualitative aspects, or think of it as the math and the mental health side of retirement. And 2025, I'll start with some quantitative elements here. 2025 is expected to see the highest number of Americans reaching the traditional retirement age, with an estimated 4.1 to 4.2 million people turning 65 in 2025. Let me repeat that. 4.1 to 4.2 million Americans are anticipated to turn 65 in 2025, which is the highest number ever. That translates to around $11,300 Americans per day reaching 65 in the year 2025. That's a lot of birthday cake, Sean.
Yes, it is.
But we hear it all the time. You know, people say, am I really ready? So let's, you know, ready to retire. So let's run through a retirement readiness checklist to make sure you're all set. Checklist kind of number one here is you have to pick your retirement date. And sure, you know, obviously working longer means you have more savings and bigger Social Security checks, but it's not all about the money or about the numbers. Think about your quality of life, your health, and whether you can keep doing your job. Funny thing is that people are terrible at predicting their retirement dates. So we would say to you, life is going to throw you a lot of curveballs, health issues, layoffs, or just plain old, I don't want to be doing my job anymore. So we want you to think about the future, but be flexible, because unfortunately, we see a lot of people set goals. And, you know, they'll set those goals that I want to work to 65 and then retire from this one job. And, you know, a lot of things happen along the way. Or we see the following: CJ, Eric, my goal is just to get to $2 million in a net worth. And then once I'm there, I'll be happy. Well, what do you think happens? They get to the $2 million net worth and they go, you know, I just feel like five more years. That would really make me happy. Maybe 3 million. We call this the goalposts are moving. You know, imagine being a football kicker and kicking and the goalpost moves out of the way before it gets there. That's kind of what it's like to be a retirement planner, by the way, because it's often hard. We are almost like hardwired as Americans to want more, more, more. So part of our job is to help you think about the financial and the mental side of retirement and then help you to keep those goalposts stable so that you can move towards a secure future.
Going to be some really good perspectives this week as we talk with our retirement plan professionals from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Don't forget, if you've got a question, we'd love to have you join us this morning. Telephone number to get on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. The telephone number for their office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. So, Eric, how important is it to figure out how much money you actually need?
Well, I would say that that's the million-dollar question here, and probably the thing we struggle, CJ would probably agree, the thing we struggle the most with in working with clients is helping them figure out how much they actually need in retirement. I don't know how many times I've had clients, you know, especially new clients, come to me and say, well, I don't have a budget. I just know I don't spend more than I make. And I was like, well, that's a good spot to start, right? And so as people get close to retirement, it can feel kind of foreign to begin creating a line-by-line budget. But that's often what we need to do. Not that we need to be, you know, tracking. We're not here to be checking where you spend your money and scolding you, but just understanding where your money is going so that we can make some plans going forward. Sometimes people will look at it as, maybe I'll get a, you know, if I have 80% of my income, my pre-retirement income, I'll be in good shape. But the fact is, some people need 90%, some people need 100%. It just depends on what you want to do in retirement. You know, if you want to travel more, right, you're going to hopefully have some more time than when you were working. So if you want to be traveling more, maybe you plan to downsize your home, right? Maybe moving to a cheaper area. All of these things are going to impact how much money you're going to need on a regular basis in retirement. So I think the most important thing is create kind of an initial understanding of what you're spending while you're working. And that is a really good jumping off point to begin looking at retirement. And don't forget about your healthcare expenses. Okay, so you're moving from likely having employer provided health insurance to maybe you're moving on to Medicare Part B. And you need to be thinking about, you know, deductibles and maybe even a Medicare Part D plan for your drug coverage. All of these things are going to add up. And remembering, your spending is not fixed. Okay, so we see this all the time. A lot of times people will spend quite a bit more early in retirement and then kind of settle into a slower pace of life as they age. So don't be, as CJ said earlier, be flexible about these things and don't get too wrapped up in you know, making things super exact. But I would say more often than not, we see retirees spending more than they expected to pre-retirement.
That's an interesting perspectives this morning. That is for sure, as we talk with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss, of course, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Great website and resource to learn more about everyone at Kloss Financial. Of course, also different divisions of Kloss Financial, how they can help you, or if you're an employer as well. Also an opportunity at klossfinancial.com to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter that's available to you at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Eric and CJ. We'll talk about some income sources. Also, it's kind of the importance of taking care of your health. Yeah, that's a vital part of enjoying retirement. We'll get the details from CJ and Eric. We will do that next as Money in Motion continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Chatting this week with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they are our retirement planning professionals, and they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talking about getting prepared for retirement, and there's many things to think about when it comes to retirement preparation. Obviously, financial aspects are very important. They always say money makes the world go round, and it's an important conversation and question, I think, for a lot of folks, kind of thing that they focus in on when it comes to retirement. And just before the we went to break there, Eric had mentioned that that retirees often will spend more than expected, especially early on. So let's talk about some income sources and making sure that you don't run out of money, CJ.
Yeah, exactly, Sean. So we're kind of going through a retirement readiness checklist here today and going through a number of different elements. And I'm going to now talk about income streams. But Eric is correct. I mean, we often find that early on in retirement is when you finally have the time, you're at home and you're seeing all the problems with the house, right?
Yes.
Like, okay, finally I have the time, maybe the resources, and I'm sitting around my house and I'm seeing all the things that annoy me. And so often we see this kind of spike in early spending. Now, Eric will attest that actually levels out quite a bit later on in retirement. We will even see a reduction in spending later on in life. Although, FYI, typically at the very end of life, there's a spike, but that's because of, you know, nursing home expenses, so on and so forth. So here's one thing I want everybody to think about. Here's the blessing that Eric and I have in doing what we do. We get to retire thousands of times with our clients. That might sound odd, but let me repeat that. We get to retire thousands of times with our clients. We have people who are pre-retirement, entering retirement, have been in retirement for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, and are ending retirement and life. Why does that matter? Because for Eric and I, this is not a concept. Planning for retirement is not a concept. We live it and breathe it every single day. We get to see what plans worked, what plans did not work. We get to see behavioral biases, investment biases, risk biases. And why this matters? Because my goodness, we get this really, really deep understanding of all the elements that impact your ability to be retired, stay retired, and live happy in retirement. Okay, with that rambling out of the way, let's talk about these income streams. So obviously, there's income streams you need to think about in retirement. Number one for Americans would be Social Security. How much is that? When should you draw it? There's pensions. Pensions for, think of our state of Wisconsin employees, the Department of Employee Trust Funds pension. There's part-time work. So we have a lot of people who, whether they need the money or not, just want to stay active in retirement. And then, you know, you need to think about these elements of, do I take Social Security at 62 or my FRA, or do I wait till 70? And I heard that my spouse gets something off of my Social Security benefit if they don't have enough. And there's a lot to consider here. And then, of course, for the state of Wisconsin employees, you know, what pension claim option do I take, Eric? Do I take the single life? Do I take the the 100% contingent, the 50% contingent, the 10-year guaranteed. There's all these different claiming options, and you need to understand the math behind it to make a good decision. And then obviously, a good financial advisor, good retirement planner can help in making these decisions. Because remember, most of these decisions become irrevocable within about, you know, 2 to 3 months after you make them. So it's pretty important that you think about them carefully. And then, of course, the big one that we get it very, very involved in is, will my like portfolio, so what we call your net worth spending, will your net worth spending last you the rest of your life? Hmm. Said another way, do I have enough money saved and set aside to not run out? And everybody, if I can give you any insights on this, it is a lot more complicated than you actually think. Because we have people who have been blessed to work for the state of Wisconsin, who have great Social Security incomes, who get to retirement and they come into our office and they say, do I have enough? I don't think I've saved enough. And Eric and I run the math and we go, you don't need your investments at all. Your pensions and Social Security are 120% of what you spend per year. So not only have you saved enough, you've way oversaved. You see my point? Yeah. And then we see the opposite, where people come in and they go, I'm good. I've got a pension and Social Security. I'm not worried about it. And we go, yeah, but that's like 50% of your need. The rest is going to have to come from your net worth, and you haven't saved enough. You get the idea. It is way more complicated. And the reason it's more complicated, because it's not a dollar amount. You all remember those commercials that would come on the TV, like, what's your number? I think it was from Voya. Mm-hmm. And people would be walking around the streets with a number of how much they needed to save. What I'd say to you is that can be really tricky, really, really tricky to focus on a number. I'm not saying it doesn't have a purpose. I'm just saying it's tricky because one person might need zero saved because they've got so much in pensions and Social Security. And another person might need $8 million. And they could be living the exact same lifestyle, but it just depends on these guaranteed income sources. Now, I do realize we're on the radio. I might be confusing some people. I would just encourage you, planning for retirement, knowing how much you need to save, is a lot more complicated than just a number you walk around with.
And that's as we talk each week with retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. That's one of the great things about Kloss Financial is starting that conversation. They make it really easy to do. All I got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that initial get to know you appointment. That conversation is not going to cost you a thing. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. The website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. I know we have to talk about it. It's one of those things that I think there's inevitable, but taxes. Let's talk about taxes and the effect that they can have on your retirement income.
That's absolutely true, Sean. It's always going to be there. So let's do just a quick kind of rundown of tax related items we want to be thinking about as it relates to the retirement checklist here. So for a lot of folks, as they move into retirement, they'll have different, what we would call like tax buckets. So different, basically thinking of your investments or your savings based on how they will be taxed. So for example, you could have tax deferred dollars, right? These are probably the most common retirement assets where you've contributed funds before tax and they've grown tax deferred. So that when you draw the dollars out, they are fully taxable to you. You may then also have taxable, or we might even call these non-retirement accounts. So, I mean, you could be thinking of something as simple as a savings account, an investment account, but dollars that are maybe mostly already taxed, but you know, maybe there's some interest income or some unrealized capital gains. So more tax efficient than the tax deferred assets, but still not fully tax free. And then finally, we would have our Roth assets. And listeners have heard us talk about these different types before, but Roth dollars are dollars you've put in after taxes. And then the benefit of that is they grow tax free. So distributions from Roth accounts would be fully tax free. Now, why am I explaining these? Because it matters which order and which combination of these different tax buckets you use to create income, right? Because if we're in retirement, we're looking at for a lot of folks, I guess you could say, hopefully they're in a lower tax bracket than when they were working, and we have more flexibility because we're not. It's not a matter of okay, you get paid your salary, and that's that. We get to decide when and where you draw from each of these types of accounts. So you can imagine if you're taking all of your income from the tax deferred bucket, well, you're probably going to be in a higher tax bracket than if, for example, you did maybe a combination of tax deferred and maybe some distributions from non-retirement accounts. So you want to think about, you know, how you're going to be, what order and what combination of these you're going to be using to create your income. And you also want to think about how you're investing your dollars in each of those three different buckets. Because if, for example, you're not planning to use your Roth dollars for a while, you might invest those more aggressively because they have a longer time horizon and they grow tax free. So we'd love to concentrate some growth in those Roth buckets. And we want to bring this into the discussion about the order in which you're drawing dollars out of these accounts. You're also going to need to think about required minimum distributions. So we talked about that quite a bit last week. You're going to be wanting to think about how your taxable income impacts your Medicare premiums. Because if your income exceeds certain thresholds, you can actually pay temporarily higher Medicare premiums. And you want to think about your taxable income as it relates to how much of your Social Security benefits gets taxed, because the amount of your Social Security tax or your Social Security benefit that gets taxed at the federal level is a function of your total income that you're earning throughout the year. So these are a lot of things to juggle. As always, we encourage folks to seek out professional advice, because in many cases we do think it's absolutely worth it. And the last thing I'll say here on the tax management side is, if you are retiring early, that's an opportunity for you to consider some what we might call like a more advanced tax strategy, like Roth conversions, which involves moving dollars from your tax deferred bucket to your Roth bucket earlier on, so that you can reduce those required minimum distributions later and increase your tax-free growth bucket. So I would say that's kind of a really high-level rundown of what we're looking at on the tax management side. And then just some kind of final checklist items here. If you're retiring before 65, we've talked on the show before, Medicare starts at 65. Prior to that, if you are retired, you need to be thinking about getting health insurance for you and or your spouse, and maybe even some children that are not adults yet. So we need to be thinking about where you're going to get health insurance, whether that's, you know, COBRA or through the health insurance exchange, or maybe your employer offers some type of benefit. So that's something to think about. We want to think about eliminating debt as much as possible by the time you get to retirement. The less debt you have, the lower your monthly expenses, and the less income you need to create to fund your lifestyle. And we want to be thinking about making sure our estate plans are up to date and in order. And finally, we want to make sure that we've fully funded that emergency fund prior to retirement.
A lot of items there, and of course, very important items that you want to make sure that you're working through each of them. And of course, we talk to the retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. They'd love to talk to you. They'd love to work with you, and they make it real easy to do. All I got to do is pick a phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. We'll do the Kloss quiz question of the week. We'll also talk about the importance of health in retirement. We'll get those details next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Talking this week about really getting ready and preparing for retirement and things to think about, not just your wallet, but also your mind and body. And that brings us to that kind of the we got through the financial part. Let's talk about the importance of taking care of our health as well, CJ.
Yeah, exactly, Sean. So it's easy to get caught up in the numbers, but your health is your greatest asset. So think of it this way. Your financial wealth and your physical health are like two sides of the same coin. You can't truly enjoy one without the other. So again, people come to us for the quantitative side of retirement planning. And by the way, that is certainly very important. You would hate to rush into retirement, focusing only on the health side of things, only to find out that you don't have any money to live off of. But they are the same coin. You have to flip those sides over and recognize, if I've got all the money in the world, but no ability to use it or enjoy it, then it doesn't do you a lot of good. So think of health as a foundation. Imagine having a perfectly crafted retirement plan, but you're constantly battling health issues. That is, again, not the retirement dreams that you probably had early on. And just like you wouldn't want to build a house on a shaky foundation, you do not want to build your retirement on shaky health. So start thinking about simple things like, am I actually working my body out so that when I get to retirement at 65 or 67 or 62, whatever it might be, that I will have the physical health to go travel, to do the things that I want to do, to play with my grandchildren, whatever it might be. So some proactive health habits to think about is, again, developing a good diet, running, exercise, scheduling checkups and screening with your doctor for early detection in case you do have any issues going on. And then even mental health awareness. So not only just kind of working with counselors as you need to, but beyond that is also actually exercising your mind. Mm-hmm. One thing that Eric and I see happen as people retire, if they don't retire to something, is that often their mind really slows down. Now, this can be actually diagnosed cognitive decline, mm-hmm. but it's not always that. Sometimes it's just, I'll call it mental laziness, where you're not having to think critically about things anymore. And for good reason. Many times people are tired of having to think critically. So they get to retirement and they just want to slow down. But that slowdown can cause your brain to actually lose some of its stimulus and struggle to recall information or to even be engaged. So, think of health as a lifestyle, and aligning your health and wealth are really important factors to consider.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Great program as always. If you missed any part of the show, don't forget you can listen back. KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. It's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this in just a moment. I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Chewy. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this: true or false? In 2025, we will see the highest number of Americans reaching the traditional retirement age of 65. Is that true or is that false? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First caller with the correct answer win the $25 gift card to Chewy. And again, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. CJ, Eric, it's always great chatting with both of you guys. You enjoy this beautiful weather and looking forward to the great summer and seasons ahead. So you guys have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Marty Greer comes your way next year on 1310 WIBA. This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The contents of this show are for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor, representative, and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. News comes your way next right here on 1310 WIBA.